New Yorker magazine calls her the downtown piano queen, and New York Press says this is classical music played like the best rock and roll. Through her series, The Exploding Piano, Kathy Sapovi has premiered and performed work by contemporary classical composers experimenting with interactive electronics and video.
In a pure sense, interactive performance would be you play something that causes something to happen. Let's say if it's a piano and electronic effects, and like a piece by Randy Wolf, my husband, that I play called Adrenaline Revival is kind of a pure form of that. It's a Digitech box, effects box, actually originally designed for guitar. A nice box. Like all nice types of equipment, it was discontinued. But I use it, and it's very pure there. I play a note, and it's got a certain preset there. And like there's one that's called flange, which it's not exactly flanging. It sort of detunes it, actually, and adds, some sort of luminosity to the note. And so it sounds very strange. But it really affects the way I play. I would play it very differently if it didn't have the effect on it. So that's like a pure form where I'm causing a thing to happen. Sometimes it's such that there's a fixed thing going on in an it's just an electronic track. There it's very fixed, and what I have to do is coordinate with it. And I've seen a trend more toward doing that than doing like this thing with Randy's piece with the effects box. And I think possibly that's because it's more practical. Like if I go someplace and I try to do Randy's piece, I have to set it up so that a microphone can pick up the sound from the piano and it goes then into the effects box, and it has to be loud in the speakers. And then if the speakers are aimed a certain way, they're going to start to feed back. And so anyway, so it's hard to tour with something like that. So to make things practical, I've seen a sort of a little trick come into being. This is what they do. They record the effect, the music with the effect, and then they have that by itself. And then they put me on a click track. A click track is like a ticking of the time to keep you exactly in time in some way. And so that you stay with the click track, and that coordinates exactly with the recorded effect. So it sounds for all the world like as if you caused the effect. But in fact, you're just going along simultaneously with it. Let's see. Should I tell you what pieces I do it in? Many. Actually, a couple of people have adopted that. So interactive, one of the skills you have to develop as an interactive player is the ability to play with a click track and to make it musically convincing.
Kathy plays electronic keyboard for the Patrick Grant Group and the progressive rock ensemble Dr. Nerf, but she prefers to stretch the boundaries of what can be done on a regular piano. At the 2009 Tribeca New Music Festival, Kathy and violinist Jennifer Choi put together a concert called Antidepressant at the Fleet Theater. One of the pieces featured an improvised collaboration between piano, violin, and laptop, operated by guitarist-composer Emmanuel De Raimondi.
We wanted to let him lead because his instrument was the most novel. It's this thing called a monome. I mean, it's not really an instrument. It's a sound generator and just a kind of easy-to-use sampler, really. It was the most novel, I guess. Like, people know what a piano sounds like and people know what a violin sounds like. So we let him start off and kind of develop some stuff, and then we came in. And I've certainly done that with other collaborations where I've worked with composers at the Yamaha Disc Clavier. And the Disc Clavier is a very elaborate player piano, basically, that Yamaha makes. When they've used Max MSP with me, they sometimes record something I do, and then it shows up later in the piece. And that's always fun. I, I mean, I like to think that the pieces I play make effective use of the electronics. And then, of course, video is a whole other, that's a whole other subject, is how do you have an effective video with a piece, but have it not overshadow the piece? Because, I mean, it's almost built in that if you're seeing a video, it's what you're doing is going to look like an accompaniment to that. And I think I've got pieces where that's really, they've gotten around it really well. I'm doing a really cool gig in Berlin in September. This is like a dream gig for me, and it's a first-time festival that an American who's living there named Jennifer Dowderman set up. It's called Club Contemporary Classical. The mission is to sort of have music that could conceivably be played in clubs, concert music. And so they wanted music for a live instrument and electronics and video. And so I'm taking a whole program of stuff. And a couple of the pieces did not have video, so there's a guy there who's going to do it live with me. The person who's doing their sound is also a DJ, and who goes by the name of Sniper. And this is sort of one of my things, like when I have some time, when I have a moment, I really should learn how to use Max MSP. Or I really should learn how to use, Pro Tools, and because I really feel kind of guilty that I rely really a lot on the expertise of whoever's written the piece for me.
Kathy Sapovi is curator for the Music with a View concert series at the Flea Theater. For more of Kathy's music, you can check out her new CD, Infusion, or find her on myspace.com/Sapovi.